Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Thank you so much. I apologize, there's no way. Thank you perfectly that I... Good evening to everybody here. Before I even give thank you, there's a lot of thank yous, but I first want to apologize. Everybody's time is valuable. And in general, my father, Hareini Kaparis Mishkavei, was somebody who was remarkably careful with time. He was always on time to tefillos. His punctuality was remarkable. And it does not speak about his chinuch, my time challenges. And for years, it's something that I'm trying to work on. And Baruch Hashem, this year, I've had a lot of... I feel like my father's working with me. And my family gets a great kick. Like when I'm running to Minyan and my daughter's laughing, my wife's finding it, watching me race the clock. And it's something that B'siyata D'Shmaya, I've had gains, tremendous gains. And I just want to apologize. Everybody's time is precious. Time is very valuable. This was an einus. I was stuck in traffic that even Waze didn't know about. The Rabbeinu Shalom runs the world, but I thank. It's a tremendous, tremendous appreciation that there's so many people here to learn Torah, the Divrei Torah. Before we even do anything to absorb that Yidden want to learn, that we all want to learn, we want to study Torah together on a night. On a night, a weekday night, when everybody, all of us have busy schedules, have a lot of things to do, we're getting together and gathering to learn Torah. We have to absorb that. Before we even learn together, there's what to absorb. And just to take notice, look at our people, our precious people. And it's important. So I want to thank the Rav Shlit. I want to thank Rav Ari, Reb Psachia, for arranging, and really every single person here for coming out to study Divrei Torah. There are two main points that I want to share tonight. We could go in different places after, but I have two main points. I want to start. A number of years ago, I started learning about the Sklena Rebbe. I started hearing stories. I'm very curious. Like us all, like Yidden, we daven for our tzaddikim, ala tzaddikim, ala chassidim. We pray, l'kayim banu chachmei Yisrael, we daven for tzaddikim. And I'm curious, like all our people, we look up to our tzaddikim and our gedolim. And the Sklena Rebbe caught my attention. And I started researching and finding out about this remarkable tzaddik. I started hearing about this remarkable tzaddik. And it's mind-boggling who he was. And he became my Rebbe. He became the Rebbe for my family, the Sklener. The kindness of the Sklener Rebbe, the way he cared about our people, I never heard of anything or saw anything like that in my life. The Yid cared for our people. Him and his father in Romania, what they would do for Yidden, the Ruchnius of Yidden, the Gashmius of Yidden, Ad kidei mesiras nefesh mamish, giving up their lives literally for other Yidden. When the Sklener, my Rebbe, became a chassan, his father told his kala, I'm going to tell you a story that nobody in the world knows but me, but the Sklener's father and the Sklener. No other Yid knows the story, but I just want to tell you about your husband's love of Yidden. And the father told the Sklener's Rebbetzin, that in Romania at one point, the Sklener was risking his life to get Yidden out of Romania. It was a communist country. And at one point, they caught him. And they wanted him to tell on all the other Yidden that were involved in this illegal activity. And the Sklener Rebbe's father described, I apologize for the gory details, but this is what happened, that he was hung upside down from the ceiling, and they were beating him up, killing him, and trying to get him to give names, and of course he wouldn't tell on one Yid. So they had a chap in Einfeld. Let's call in the Sklener's father, The father will convince him, his son is dying. He'll convince him, son, just tell. That was the plan of the Goyim. And they called in the Skelener's father, and the Skelener Rebbe is hanging upside down in the police station. And hanging upside down, he says he's bleeding. He says to his tata, Zarg zich nishtata. Don't worry, father, I would never tell on another yid. I wouldn't hurt another yid. You have nothing to worry, they can kill me. This yid won't hurt another yid. That's what he told his father, hanging upside down in a police station in Romania. In my family, a number of years ago, we had a scare. We went to Sloan Kettering, they told us something scary. A doctor told us a scary thing. So it's halach and shulchan aruch. One is frightened, one davens, of course, to Hashem. But yelech etzel chacham. You go to a tzaddik, a talmud chacham, and you ask the chacham to be mispalel. It's a gemara and brachas, it's a halach, a psuk and shulchan aruch. So my wife and I were going to go to a car and head to a tzaddik. And it was pashut by me. I'm going right to the Skelener. That was pashut. I told my wife, we have to go to our Rebbe. We have to go to the Rebbe who loves and cares about every yid. Let's go right to him to ask him to daven for us. I don't think I'll ever forget when I got to the Skelener Rebbe. When my wife and I got there, so we were waiting online. There were people before us. And the yid before us online was a kidney donor. And the Rebbe was going wild. He was calling people over. He was giving brachas, getting brachas from the yid, calling gabayim, just going out of it, a reis van kalim from a yid. I'll never forget the scene because that's why I went to the Rebbe. That's how I saw the Rebbe. And seeing the Rebbe go wild from a yid who was mitzayer himself for another yid, that was like the epitome, the spitz of a yid. This yid is mitzayer himself. This yid cares about other yid. And that was the Rebbe. That picture is a picture that remains in my life of the Skelener Rebbe going wild over a yid who was mitzayer himself, who caused himself pain for another yid. That's the picture of the Skelener Rebbe. He was a yid who cared, and chesed was his, he started a chesed organization, Chesed Lavram. This tonight is sponsored for yidden doing chesed, and taka, we should be mishtatev, caring about other yidden. The Skelener was a rebbe to me in this inyan of caring and going out for other yidden. My father taught us in our house there were values. There was a value system, and you saw what he was mechabed. Singers were very high up. Singers, the misameach yidden, a deep and profound respect for singers in Klal Yisrael. The misameach yidden. I saw different things in my life. My father had a tremendous kavod. The misameach yidden. They bring smiles to people's faces. That was extremely high up on his list of things to value in this world. He would quote the Gemara Tainis, but Eliyahu Hanavi said, "Ben Olam Haba." A happy person is misameach yidden, but bringing joy to yidden. The first thing I want to say, we're gathering and we're thinking about chinuch, a topic that's dear to us all, a mission that's precious to us all, our children, the children of Am Yisrael. The first message, I worry about worries. And I'd like to explain that. There's a lot of awareness today. We're a sophisticated people always. And chinuch's always been important to us. And there's a lot of conversation today, and certainly we're aware, and there's many fears. If I do this, many people have visions. What are my kids going to say about me when they're older, when they're sitting around? Did I respect boundaries, gaslighting, all the words that are so popular and so in? I worry, and I want to be mechazik. The ikker energy of chinuch, there's a tremendous, this world was an olam chesed. The Rebbe was a yid who blew us away and we were moved by him because he was an Avram Avinu yid, chesed l'Avram. He was Isaac and chesed. The biggest are, from the biggest lights in this world, all of us as Am Yisrael, as the nation of Hashem, the Am Hashem, and we're mitzvah to be like Hashem, mahu afata, to be godly, to be like Hashem. The main yesod in chinuch, as parents, we have a schus. The biggest chesed in the world. Chesed in the media, in the Western mind. So the further distance people go, there's chesed. If somebody travels to Rwanda, whoa. That's not the Torah's view of chesed. In the Torah, the ikar of chesed, goymel nafsha, yish chesed, says Rashi, nafsha is mishpachtai. We view chesed. I could say, and I want to say this here, Rav Ari, the Eisner Mishpacha, is hosting tonight, and I want to say, I watched, together with our friends, we watched Eisner Mishpacha care for their son. We watched chesed. That's powerful, that lights up from one end of the world to the other. We're not Western. We don't view the Iker Chesed, Hakarav Karav Kaidim. Closest to us is the main expression of kindness. The kindness of parents to a child is a massive ur. It's the main energy of our homes. It's deeper. It's not the energy of chinuch of our children. I'm scared. He might not be from. She might go off the derech. She might. That's not the energy. That's not the energy. There's an asei taiv that dominates our home. Each time a father hugs a child, there's a tremendous, powerful ashpa of love, of chesed, of that's the point of the world. Godliness is being expressed. Chesed is being expressed. The main, all other chesed but mirrors, the chesed. Goyim el nafsha, yesh chesed. The man of kindness who's kind to his child, who's kind to his family, that is the chesed, that's the deepest, most profound chesed. We watched for many, many months a family doing chesed to their child. It was awe-inspiring. It was life-changing to the, I could say to myself, to my wife, to my children, to the friends of Tzvi, to watch parents do chesed, that's, we're here, we're people who are here to be Mekadosh Shem Shemaim. And the Kiddush Shem Shemaim of being godly, of chesed, of doing kindness, is a tremendous power that exists in us. I once saw in the Tiferes Shleim, I haven't seen it inside in a long time, but I saw years ago in the Tiferes Shleim in the Radomsk, that he writes that Yitzchak Avinu loved Esav, and it says, Ki tzayid b'fiv. Rashi says, Pshat tzayid b'fiv is Esav fooled Yitzchak. Pshat, of course, that Esav had a dishonesty, and he fooled Esav. That was the tzayid b'fiv. The Radomsk says that Yitzchak Avinu loved and loves Esav. His tzayid b'fiv is Yitzchak kaviyachol ensnaring Hashem. It was the deepest prayer of Yitzchak Avinu. The prayer of Yitzchak Avinu is, "This is my son," and a father loves his son. Unquestioned, unconditionally, he's my son, she's my daughter. Ki tzayid b'fiv, says the Radomsk, was Yitzchak said, this is my son, kaviyachol, kaviyachol, ensnaring Hashem, that we are your children. Fathers are loving their sons. Fathers are kind to their son. The deepest prayer of our lives is the kindness of a parent to a child. We are the Rabbeinu Shalom's children. It's the deepest expression of truth. A father loves his child. That's what a parent is crazy over their child, and we get the opportunity, the great opportunity to bring that truth and to express that light to the world. That is the main energy of our chinuch, I believe, the chesed, the massive chesed that exists of parents, of a mama, of a tata, being kind to their children. We were zeicha in yeshiva, we had an alumni gathering, an alumni Shabbos. There was many things to see. But what I was observing most, perhaps the biggest nachas, is watching fathers and mothers just giving love to the children, holding their children. It was interesting to see a bachur who may have grappled with his getting up early in the morning to come down Shabbos morning very early and see him holding his child an hour before davening, to see that type of chesed. This is the chesed of a parent to a child. The chesed that's not with no strings attached, just an ava, the true chesed, the real pure chesed, the deepest chesed in the world. The chesed mamish, the beautiful kindness of Hashem, a parent to a child, that's my child. And I wanted to express, prayer is something we're all daveners, perhaps the biggest prayer of our lives. We all relate to that, is a mama with her child and loving her child and being there in all conditions, in all situations. That's the deepest prayer you've brought to the world, a mitzvah. You've brought out a mother loves her child. A father loves her child. We bring that out. And of course, Hashem wants. He brought us here to bring out beautiful, to bring to expressions of our soul that are mekadesh shem shemaim. The Rabbeinu Shalom, who's our father, the Rabbeinu Shalom loves us and cares about us. That's what we bring out to the world. So I wanted to express that energy. The energy that the Shkolener brought of his people, of our people. An energy of chesed, that the main place of that energy, we're all moved, our people started by Avraham Avinu. A goy mel chesed, a doer of kindness. But the psukim teach us that the ikar chesed is to one's mishpacha. Anybody who studies halacha, I remember a friend of mine came to a lot of money. He said, let's learn hilchos tzedakah. So we started learning the halacha. Anybody who studies hilchos tzedakah, anybody who studies it sees that the chiyuvim are karav kaidim, mishpacha first, a neighbor first, the closer, aniya ircha, a city from one city first, the ones closest to us, that's the main hischaivus of tzedakah, of chesed, is to the closer to, that's where the chesed, the built bal chesed is good to that one, and of course it extends. I have observed in yeshivas, I have observed what makes something a warm yeshiva. How do you know if a yeshiva is warm? To guys, very sensitive guys, a little bit almost make fun. It's well-meaning and it's said carefully. They make fun of a warm Rebbe. They say a line, we'd rather a cold Rebbe. A warm Rebbe sounds like a pitying or something put on a front. What's a warm yeshiva is go the day before the yeshiva begins and see the rebbeim one to another. That's a warm yeshiva. If they're kind, if they're hugging each other, the student comes, he should get a hug too. But the rebbeim, the staff, the deepest warmth is the real warmth of a yeshiva, you just can't check this, is if a Rosh Yeshiva is warm to his wife. That's a warm yeshiva. Then from there, his mamish, such a bal chesed, he could extend to even the rebbeim, his friends. Even talmidim get in there, but he's warm close. I was zaycha for 8 years, I was zaycha straight, that a child was learning by me in the shir, I'm zaycha to give every day. For 8 years, I was zaycha to have a child there. So a yidin eretz yisrael called me up, and he said, I heard you have a child in yeshir a long time. I'd like to know, I'm teaching a long time, I've never had this situation, and one of my kids are in my shir, could you give any advice? So I told him, I have one advice. I have one thing to tell a yid. Interesting scenario. It's very different. I was zeicher to be in my father's shir when I was in 11th grade. I was zeicher to learn with my tata. Different ages are different. I do want to express that. We have a principal here who helps hundreds and hundreds of Jewish children. I'd be curious, and I'm interested. Elementary is powerful. And it's very different. I would not say this advice. A third grade Rebbe has his son in his shir. I'd actually be fascinating how to proceed. It would be different than I'm describing. But I'm talking about guys that are 18 and 19. And I told the Rebbe that what I would advise as follows. If you bring cookies to share, your son gets the first five. If you're doing a trip, your son's always on the trip. Your son is always first. You know why? Because he's your son. And if you, any guy in your share is sophisticated, the best hope is to also become a son. Mishinantam levanecha. If the son already became a son and he's not first, and somehow you don't, an outpouring of love, so then the guy, if I was the guy, I'd be afraid, maybe I'll become a son too. Of course, your son is first, he's your son. People are sophisticated, they'll want to be as well a Talmud, Talmidim, Akibanim, Mishinantim, Uvanecha, they'll want to be a ben also. But your son, he's your son. It's not, there's not a question. He's your son. Your son first. Again, younger grades, younger kids, things have to be explained for sure. I can hear differences. It would be something of that nature. It would be more careful. It would have, you don't want him hated by the other kids. There would be cheshbonus for certain. But I want the pshuta, be natural. I like normal. I like natural. He's your son. People like wondering, what are you, he's your son. In Yeshiva Bayas, one of the Rebbeim's son was bothering somebody. And the guy came, he said, what should I do? He said, should I go over to the father? So I said, definitely go over to his father. But just remember, it's his son. To go over to the father and to forget it's his son. I had a period where somebody was coming after the yeshiva, was calling the government, trying to get the yeshiva in trouble. They were a very difficult person. Very, very schwerer mensch. Difficult to their own family. Difficult to everybody. And they were calling the government on the yeshiva. And I decided I want to daven against this yid. So I started looking up the sugyas, and it's very complicated. To daven Meisir Dina al Chaveira, not Pashat. Very not complicated. Very complicated. Not simple at all when you could daven against the yid. Not so simple. You have to study the sugya, but I want to say if you don't realize you're talking to Hashem's son, you're clueless. You tell a father, this guy's impossible, and you don't have, it's his son. So understand it's his son. Now proceed. I started davening at the time, Hashem. He's causing us a lot of problems, your son. I beg you, give him, make him the richest guy around. Just make him crazy busy with money, and he should leave us alone. The same thing is your son, so just, mamish, he should be counting his money, yom of a laila, so he leaves us alone. He's your son. You have to be makir. It's the Rabbeinu Shalom's child. So I wanted to express this at a gathering of chinuch, the schus of having children and doing the ikar of chesed, the ikar godliness. One of the saddest calls I ever received in my life. I don't get, yidden are amazing. I don't get many sad calls, Baruch Hashem. But a call that meant to me, we've been westernized. The Western world, there's a lot of beautiful things. In family stuff, they're not doing amazing. One could be Meirich. They understand Chesed. It's a remarkable country. It's a sugya. Why don't they get that the Iker Chesed is a mishpacha, husband to wife, wife to husband, parents to... Why don't they know this pasuk in Mishnah? It's a sugya. It needs to be studied. But a guy called me up. He said that I'm doing a very expensive ski trip for with my son. What should I ask for in return? Shem Yerachem. Shem Yerachem. What should I ask for in return? Can you imagine a guy is about to blow the shofar on Yom Kippur, on Rosh Hashanah? You're going on a ski trip with your son? You were like born for that. The whole world, the Ur, the Kedusha. He's going with his son. He's doing chesed to his son. What should I? I'm not sure what he's talking. If he means what should he ask Hashem for? You can say, Hashem, I just did chesed that. Do mitzvahs lishma. I don't know. It's beautiful. You light up the world from one end of the world to the other. You're taking your son on a ski trip. The aura of that, a father's going with his son. We get lost. We forget. The ikar aura of chesed of parents. Nothing. We get very, and rightfully, I want to express that we're normal and we're scared. We want our kids to be big tzaddikim. That's amazing. That's true. That sheif is true. That's beautiful. That's wonderful. We can't get confused to another sugya, and we could discuss that sugya. That's a sugya we can also discuss. That sheif is amazing. But one sheif shouldn't make us forget about something else. The light. The beautiful, precious ur of chesed. When somebody does chesed to an ani, do they talk about what they asked for, what the ani gave back? There's no sheiches. There was chesed expressed in the world. We're born for that outpouring of chesed, of love, of kindness to another person, of making another person comfortable. The main expression of that is a tata and mama to their children. Goimel nafsha, yesh chesed. What an expression. A child, chesed, pure chesed. A husband to a wife to a husband. That light, that's crazy powerful. Children to grow up in that light, seeing that light. Being involved and being part is an ur, is a massive light in the family. Like there's Shabbos in the family, a Shabbos table in the family lights up the home. The chesed of parents to be around that is very, very powerful. Of course, the more simcha shel mitzvah, the more powerful. But of course, any mitzvah, simcha adds, the Chayvus Halvavus describes that the schar of a mitzvah is kefi the joy, kefi the sense, the passion, and the excitement. So the ur, this massive ur that we bring, of course, the more we do it b'simcha rabba, that this chesed practice here, of course, one has to have good self-care, a father and a mother. Of course, their aids is to do it in a way that's of course, like every mitzvah, has to be done with the right thought, the right, but then a person can unleash that energy b'simcha, the world that lights up the world. I didn't come to speak about the Eisners, though I could talk a lot. The earth of parents taking care of their son, being 24/7 at the bedside, a mother sitting there, father leaving everything, dropping, this is my son, this is my child. The Western world, we have to be, our Yidden, we have to be a light to the nations. They have to see this and experience parenting, what it means to do for a child. Just being there for another person, making somebody comfortable, making somebody, when I see this Galena Rebbe being mitzayer, to make another Yid comfortable, you know what that is? Zetata, zemama, that's, I saw you do that, azatata, azamama. Such a father, such a mother. The goal is, there's a Rev Cook writes, that the story with Shlomo HaMelech, where he says, cut the child in half. For years, my whole life, I was bothered by that story. There's no person in the world who would say, cut the child in half. So what's the chachma of Shlomo HaMelech? There's an Aruch Lener, I still didn't have pshat. There's no person in the world, not one. So what's the story? The mother would say, give away the child. And the non-mother would say, cut the child in half. There's no such person ever existed. So I never had pshat. You're allowed to have a kasha. There's an Aruch Lener, there is a shtickle tyrant, maybe, but I still didn't have pshat. Rev Cook writes that all of Am Yisrael belong to us, we care about. And if you're willing to say on some Yidden, them, those Yidden, that's, you're not the mama. You're not relating like a tata and mama to Am Yisrael. You're not being like Hashem. You're willing to write off some, to cut the people in half. Those, them, the other. It's all us, the mamas, it's all us. There's no parts that we're willing to cut off. That's how he understands the mice that's referring to. That shed a lot of light. So of course we want to extend what we feel to our children. We extend, and of course the built Baal Chesed, who starts with his own family, who sees it in his own family, but of course extends it to his friends' kids, to the neighbor's children, to the neighborhood children, to all the children of Am Yisrael. Recently, there's been a lot of talk about a shidduch. Do we have a crisis? Not. What to do? I am moved just by seeing, it's so beautiful to see Am Yisrael worried about our daughters. The kindness, that's the only sugya I see. A sugya of kindness. They're our children. I just like to say our daughters, whatever you want to finish. Our daughters have a crisis. Not. Just say our daughters and stop. Our children. Our children. The children of Am Yisrael, that we care, our children. Because parents care about their children. And we're mishtatef with Kol Yisrael. We say about all our children. And we care about our children. So that really is the first message that I want to share with everybody tonight. I want to go into a second, but I don't like run-on sentences, though this has been a long one. So I could ask if we could sing a little... a favor, if we could sing the Bardichever Nigin, but with a specific prayer, that Hashem should allow us to have an ayin toiv to our own children, to see ourselves good and our children in a beautiful light, to see the beauty it is to take care. The Bardichever was somebody who saw our whole people through the eyes, the very godly eyes. They were our children. He saw Kol Yisrael. He was a tata and mama for the entirety of our people. So with the prayer that we should have good einayim to see our children beautifully, and our children should be kollel, the neighbor's children, the shul children, all of Am Yisrael's children, if we could quickly just Before we say Nekuda Beis, we could sing the Baradetshver. I'll try to start at the right key if the oil can join in. Da 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 second nekuda that I want to speak about. Oh, I see Daniel, welcome. The second nekuda that I want to speak about, a different topic, but it connects to topic one. The second's as follows. We all have a dream. Chinuch's important. Raising a mishpacha is huge, is a thought by people, by all of us. I watch youngsters, and many youngsters are motivated when my son comes home, I want to be able to learn with him. Already at a young age, that resonates. We want to impact. Like all youngsters, I dreamed of a certain Shabbos table. And I want to say, in Eretz Yisroel, I had a Shabbos table that was very, very similar to the table of my dreams. And it was popular, people came, and I had a dream Shabbos table that was very important to me. And that table, I don't regret, Baruch Hashem, a beautiful table, and much Torah was learned, much Zmiris was sang, and it was a table that was a certain look. And then we have children. And then the children get older and older and older. And the children might sometimes, amazing kids, but could it be a youngster does want to talk about his Lindor, how's he doing, the Mets shortstop, how's Aaron Judge? They might want to talk all different topics that might not have been your dream at the Shabbos table. And each person has their own adjustments, their own way of adjusting. I want to say that my kids handed me Shabbos. They handed me a Shabbos table. Kipshutai mamish. They're handing me. I'm in the middle. They're handing me a Shabbos table. Very ready, similar to the picture in Eretz Yisrael. But they've handed me a Shabbos table. And I would like to express why. In Eretz Yisrael, in Eretz Yisrael, we have a beautiful Shabbos together with the Chevra, the Waterbury Chevra, and hundreds of people come, the Chevra, married and single, come to the Shabbos. Shalashuddis, the world joins. It's not nobody, we're not very exclusive Friday night, Leil Shabbos or Shabbos. They just the Mitzvahs, Tzviki's been there, Shalashuddis, the world comes. This year, Shalashuddis, 1,000, 1,500, 2,000, a room was packed. People came, Rabbanim, Rashivas, Rashi Kolim, soldiers came, this couple came, they wanted to do it. People came, it was packed. At the Shalashuddis, there's a bacher pretty close to the front, and he's carrying gun. He's getting into a fight with somebody, and he could make a scene for thousands. And I started getting very stressed. I want it to be beautiful, it should really be. And he's killing the whole thing. You have to picture stress. You're sitting there, you're looking around, he's going at it. He's just getting started. What's it going to be? You can't sing over it. He saved the entire Shalashuddis, that youngster. He saved the entire Shalashuddis. And the reason he saved it is, typically, Hashem gave me a gift. I can make a nice matzav. We could sing a shmak, a group of people. We could make a nice matzav. And there's no apology to make a nice matzav. It's wonderful to make a nice matzav. You can make a nice Shabbos there. That's wonderful. My first love of my life that remains a love that I like was Musar. It's the first love of my life. My Rebbe, his wife is a great-granddaughter of the Alter of Nevardik. He was a Talmud of the Avram Yaf and the Alter of Nevardik's son-in-law. And the first love of my life is Musar. And I remains a love, and this is zero knock on Musar, chas v'shalom. But I love Musar. And Musar, and I'm only saying it the way I understood it, Musar spoke to an honesty, to a person working on themselves, not being lazy, demands, ask yourself and figure stuff out. And I like that. Musar spoke to man working on himself. And that meant and means something very important to me. But a number of years later, and really it's a story how this happened, but through meeting youngsters, I discovered the neshama. I discovered, I thought I was a tin can. I have to somehow work with this thing. Then I discovered I have a soul, you have a soul, we're neshamas that want really big stuff. And our neshamas are really big. And we could touch a little of it different times. We feel it's like we're all a lot bigger than we imagine. A lot. And have more to find and discover and tap into. A lot. Worlds. And I started discovering Shabbos is real. You don't got to make Shabbos. You got to plug into what is. Shabbos is real. The Yid is real. Hashem is real. I'm watching all our people. I'm watching the hostages. I just see me and you and us. A Yid. I'm watching Agam Berger. My mother was Zeicha this Shabbos to meet her, this precious tzaddikus. Remarkable Yid. She started being a Shomeres Shabbos in Gaza in a hole in the ground. Did Hamas provide the right ambiance? Did they know how to sing her songs? She had Shabbos because Hashem is real, the Yid is real. And the Yid sings Miras to Hashem. You don't have to make so much. Stop trying so hard. Shabbos is real. In Eretz Yisrael, I made a Shabbos table. Then my kids remind me, stop making, Daniel, stop. Today I want Shabbos is very real. Sing a nice song. When that guy was misbehaving, he saved the entire Shalosh Shuddos. Because I would have created something, and that's not so nice. Actually, sing a nice song. Daniel, you like Shalosh Shuddos. It's very, very, Shalosh Shuddos, amazing time of Shabbos. If you're alone on the island, so maybe sing a nice, maybe sing Mizmor David. You did Nefesh, let's sing. And you actually have a Shabbos. People sit for the Pesach Seder. We all dream of the Seder, rightfully, the night of Emunah. But you don't make a Pesach Seder, you plug in. You plug in. You don't prepare vorts and toys and throw. These are all, I don't want to knock. People have beautiful vorts at their Seder. Amazing. Who can knock that? People give out frogs and each one has, those are beautiful things. And amazing, those are holy Kodesh Kodashim. Remember, there's something called a Seder you could tap in. Through vorts, excellent. Vorts are great. Props and toys are great. Excellent. Keeping Chazal beautiful, Kodesh Kodashim. Remember, there's something called Pesach. You could tap into Hashem's love of His people, His want, atav chartanu mikol, that you could just like experience. It's not a vart. It's like, it is. We were in the middle of the Seder, and we're having the Seder. I like singing a lot. I like being present. I like sharing the Ava that we experience with Hashem with my children. More hugs is very Seder-dick. A hug, a laugh. Just people just experiencing. We're in the middle of the Seder. And we get up to the part of the Seder. We read that Mitchila hayu oivdei avodah zarah hayu aviseinu. That originally our fathers were Eved Avodah Zarah. So I asked my family, I just got stuck a little. Our fathers, only Avram, one father. Our father, Yitzchak and Yaakov Avinu, were born. They were never Eved Avodah Zarah. So what's Aviseinu? So somebody in my family says it means where we come from, our forefathers. But L'shalosh Nikru Avos, we don't call Terach. Terach's not my father. Avram Avinu is my tata. Terach's not my father. So what's Aviseinu? We were like stuck. Okay, so we have a kashrut. The Seder is still beautiful. Maybe more beautiful questions are wonderful. We go weiter. There was an elderly Yid at the Seder, beautiful Yid. In two nights, he said one vart. He was singing. He was just part of the Ava, part of the beautiful Yid. We were leaving Egypt. We were just going places. And this Yid, like 10 minutes later, 15 minutes later, he spoke up. It was like we were stunned. The Yid said, one second. He said, when Avram Avinu chose Hashem, so Terach stopped being our father. But if Avram Avinu was Oved Avodah Zarah, at that point, Terach was our father. So Mitchila, it was Oved Avodah Zarah. How you Aviseinu? It's Mitchila, they were Oved Avodah Zarah. Mitchila, they were Aviseinu. That's what he had said. And there was like, we all were like, but what happened wasn't the vart. It's just true. The night of Pesach, Avram's my father now. But he's only my father because we're Yidden, because we're the Am Hashem. It wasn't the vart. That's what happens at the Seder. That's what happens yearly with the Am Hashem, with the people of Hashem. Terach before was my father. Tonight he's not my father. I'm a Yid. He's not my father. Understand what we have is the Emes in Chinuch. Understand all Mechanchim, especially Rebbeim, are good creators. And there's nothing to apologize. You're good at making stuff. That's a gift from Hashem. A wonderful gift. And parents can create, you make a nice Shabbos table that's remarkable, and a good Seder, that's a miraculous activity. To make a good Seder, you're a good creator, excellent. Take a step back sometimes when the child's misbehaving and so many questions come there. They're destroying that. Hashem loves us, we love Him, nobody touches it. In a shul, somebody talks, now it's destroyed. A husband and wife go out to eat. Anybody talking in the room, hurting? They're eating together. I'm not saying somebody should talk in shul. My father was a fire against the talker in shul. It's in my bones. Hard for me to handle when somebody talks. My father, somebody to talk in shul was... But he's destroying something? You serious? Nobody destroys us and Hashem, Hashem and us. Not... Understand we have a truth. Understand that. Then plug in. Then plug in. Understand. When your child is destroying what you're making, you actually could start having. I started then learning Sfarim with Musar, about what is, about our neshamas, about what's... I like, when I was younger, if you told me what's Shabbos, somebody recommended a sefer. I said, he doesn't tell me what to do. It's not my type of sefer. I remember who presented me the sefer. It was a sefer that I love today that describes what Shabbos is. I was like, what am I supposed to do? Tell me what to do. Today, please tell me what Shabbos is. Because I think I'm going to plug into that. I want to know what Pesach is. I want to know the art. Today was Pesach Sheni. That means something. That's a light. It's a light of opportunities that are still here. Not to be a person who says things were, things happened, I missed, it should have and could. It's here. Opportunities in front of us. Lag Ba'omer is an Ur Gadol. Tremendous light, a light of resilience, a light of yesurim and difficulty that bring out so much beauty. It's the light of our people amidst challenges, the beauty of the people. These are real things, real. And we could plug in, we could be available to it. We have to remember in creating... We're used to, and a good mechanech is creating, she's destroying my Shabbos table, the home that I dreamed of. She might be saving your home. She might be. She might be. That guy messing around by the Shal Shudas saved the entire Shal Shudas. Because I would have made one, and instead we plugged into Shal Shudas. Very holy time. I guarantee a youngster messing around can't hurt Shal Shudas. It's not, no shaykhis. What I make, my creation, I am not Shal Shudas, no. And then you have the opportunity, sincerely, with sincerity, to plug in, to sing a nice song. You have the opportunity to plug in Shabbos Kodesh. A person could have the opportunity, and who knows that Hashem sent that youngster to save Shal Shudas, who knows? That tzaddik saved the entire. He made 1,500 people, instead of plugging into a creation of man, plug into a truth of God. And all of a sudden, there was Shal Shudas. We sang Shal Shudas. It was just so beautiful. I say to myself, when these happen, these things, I say, why are 1,500 people coming here? We're like energetic guys, and in all likelihood, somebody's going to... We're not like the... You know, there's other 1,500 that you could, like, join, and they, like, chuckle hard, and they'll sing Shari Shemaim Psach Mamish to perfection. And by yes, somebody might stand up and get into a little sechzuch. You know why they're here? Because they're people trying, sincere humans trying. And because there's something authentic that we really can plug in. And I want to express this in our homes. The things that are precious are real. Shabbos is real. Shabbos is an experience that a Yid greets Hashem and a Yid meets Hashem. It's not the things we do. Now, certainly on Shabbos recommended, do amazing stuff because you tap into something special. And never apologize to create. Create singing, make a matzav. The family sings beautifully. It's wonderful. My wife always appreciated it. In my family, we're not all... I have a brother who's very musical. I don't want to be mighty last. My father was a musician. He played accordion. He was a great musician. His voice had been damaged from years of shiurim. And we sound very funny. And we sing on top of our lungs. We're singing like Wamamish Miami Boys Choir. People like, it's very gishmak. It's easy to sing along with us. Sometimes this people, the singing's so beautiful, you're afraid to jump in. You don't want to hurt it. And my, for everybody jumps in. It's like so beautiful, mamish. We sound, we compose songs. When we sing it, it's a little different. It's a new composition. But we sing and sing. It sings to Hashem. You don't have to create, tap into Shabbos Kodesh. It's real and the Yid is real and we could tap in. And I wanted to hazard that in Chinuch, we view a lot of creations, making, building a certain type of home. Hashem really is into his people. And the things of our home, there's something really called Pesach, and there's something really called Lag BaOmer. There's something really called Pesach, and they mean something. You could find out what they mean. And you could actually plug in a little bit and experience. And of course, learn Mussar and apply yourself and work on ourselves so we're more capable of plugging in to that which is, and that which is true, and that which exists. That's something that every mechanech, a parent who's creating, we want to build, and we all have a picture of the home. A Yiddish home is like big stuff, because Hashem loves his people, and it's a house full of Hashem's people. Real. Before you built anything, HaBoicher Ba'amah Yisrael Baba, it's a house full of Yidden. That's a neat place. We're gathered here, and there's a guy, he'll speak. Do you know this is already ridiculous? This gathering has a kedusha here. Before any loudmouth stands here, and did he say something worthwhile? They're a room full of Yidden. Do you know Mitzias, the holiness? A room full, is this MS that Yidden came together to learn Torah? Do you know the kedusha of such a room? Such a matziv? There's Kodesh Kedoshim in here right now. Nobody has to make anything. Then I try. We'll sit. Maybe we'll sing a song or two. The best thing of the night for me so far was the Baditchim and Igan. A group of Yidden, and we sang the Baditchim. You don't have to make so much. You don't have to make. At events, we were together with the Chevre at an event, and a fire alarm went on right in the middle. And Imamish was at the crescendo of the Vort, and a fire alarm went off. If you know the Waterbury history, we have a lot of trauma. We have a lot of PTSD from fire alarms. We were thrown out of the city of Waterbury. Growing up, I loved firemen. I was intrigued by them because I like people. Everybody runs one way and the fireman runs the other. I'm very intrigued by that type of guy. He runs in. The guy is nuts. I stopped liking firemen the same. I'm working on it. When firemen kicked us out of Waterbury, things sort of changed. And in the middle of a shear, a fire alarm went off. It's like, it saved the whole shear. Because then you stop creating. Then it's Yidden. You can get so you can get nervous. You stand up here. It's a little scary. A lot of Yidden. That's if you're creating. I, by nature, have stage fright. And the Musser guy had to work on a sugya. There's something else today. Today, it's your makings. You don't have to make it. When Yidden are gathered to learn Torah, stop making. Stop. Really stop making. And then plug in to Yidden. Maybe say a nice word. A lot of Yidden came together to learn Torah. Could you say a Dvar Torah? Say a Vart. Learn a Chazal. Say a Pasuk. It's powerful and real. Sing a Var Menigin. A group of Yidden get together. It's a big, big deal when Yidden. The Gra says that you could put an Erev Tchumim only with Tzarech Mitzvah. The Gra says two Yidden getting together is a Tzarech Mitzvah. Two Yidden are together, are sitting Tzazam in there. They like each other. They're bringing together. It's a big thing. There's a big R there. Plug into what is. Plug in. So I wanted to express that truth in Chinuch, that truth in all the things we create. There's so many questions that come on the way. I heard one question. And I heard a question about a child who's hurting what I'm creating. Is that in all different versions of that, the child's hurting what I'm creating. There's what I want. The child might be saving. They might be saving because they might allow you to plug into what is and then create in that backdrop. In that backdrop, talk and make, what would be wrong? A nice Shal Shudas wouldn't be so bad. But understand, Shal Shudas is a time, it's the Kodesh Kodashim. The Beis HaMikdash is wonderful. Before you make too much there, you don't have to do the right songs. Let me share a vert. And I want to tell you a Maisa. A vert and a Maisa. The words from the Panovich Rav. The Panovich Rav said, Reb Yosef Meshissa was a Yid who was a rebellious Yid. And the Romans told Klal Yisrael, they wanted us to be Mechalel Shem Hashem. So they said, whoever goes into the Beis HaMikdash and takes a keli, you can keep what you take. They wanted us to disgrace the Beis HaMikdash. Go in and take a keli and you can keep what you take. So So this yid, you can imagine where he's holding Yosef Meshisi. He goes into the Beis Hamikdash and he runs out with the menorah. He runs out with the menorah. The Romans grab it from the yid. They say, you can't keep that. That's too beautiful. And they took the menorah. They said to Yosef Meshisi, you said I can keep it. They said, that's too valuable. So they said, go back in and steal something else. He said, no. Vaili, woe unto me, shechasti l'boiri pamachas. I angered my creator once, I'm not angering my creator a second time. And he refused to go in. He refused to go back into the Beis HaMikdash. They said, what do you mean? Now all of a sudden, yidshbi mekadeshem shemayim. They're very upset, the Romans. So they said, we'll give you a lot of money. No, more money, millions, taxes for 2-3 years. I'm not going in. And Yosef Meshisa gave up his life. Al kiddush Hamayim. A yid. Frekta Panovich Rav, what changed? What caused him to do tshuva? A minute ago, he's a gandiv. A minute ago, he's a baygade. He's pashut a treacherous yid. He's stealing the menorah from the Beis Hamikdash. 2 minutes later, he gives up his life, not to chas v'shalom be machis, not to get Hashem angry, not to be a betrayer. What happened? Said the Panovich Rav, he went into the Beis HaMikdash. That's what happened. He went into the Mikdash. What do you think happens when he goes into the Mikdash? He falls in love with Hashem. The Mikdash is real, Hashem's real, and the Yid's real. The Yid went in with every kavana roi, went in to be a ganav. The Panovich Rav said, you know what happened? The Beis HaMikdash happened. Years ago, we had a guy in yeshiva. We had a fellow in yeshiva who was struggling with emunah problems. Serious problems. He's an angel of a person. He decides before Yom Kippur that he's not going to do malacha and he's not going to eat. He's a classy, he's an upstanding person, but he can't pray. He's not, can't pray. His emunah is, can't pray, Tasha. I declared to bring him to my shul. I'm not there Yom Kippur. I declared I feel better in his own bed. He's going to be home. I'll be in shul better. He stayed in yeshiva. And I expected Might see Yom Kippur to see him. Some guys have a zah glow, Might see Yom Kippur. He had the biggest glow in the parking lot when I came to the bus as Might see Yom Kippur. And look at him. He has a glow. He says, Rebbe, you're not going to believe what happened. He says that he walked into shul 2 o'clock. The tzaddik, Shem Shemayim, slept till 2. So he wouldn't do malachas, so he wouldn't eat on Yom Kippur. 2 o'clock, he woke up, he comes to shul, and everybody's praying. He's an angel of a guy, he'll pray also. Okay, he decides, I'll pray also. And he says the words to Hashamnu, he reads them off, no problem. He gets up to Hashamnu and he can't continue. He can't read. He's like to himself, just Hashamnu, let's go. He can't. So he starts thinking. Then he starts crying, and he says, Hashem, you want me to apologize to you, Hashem? So what's happening now? I'm apologizing to you, God. Do you know what my life has been? Hashem, you know my life has been? I'm saying sorry to you? I'm 18 years old. You know what I've been through in my life already? He starts listing off and reminding Hashem what he's been through by the time he's 18. He said, I understand, God, you hide. I get that. That's the challenge of this world. That you hide. Oilam, helam, you hide. I get it. This is not called hiding. This is rejection. This is beating me up. Hiding? I understand. I have seen friends you've hid from. This is not called hiding. He starts screaming and getting angry and crying for hours. He spoke to Hashem back, forth. Said, I made big mistakes and I'm ashamed of Hashem. I do want to admit. He started speaking about the things he's ashamed about. He started hours he was talking to Rabbeinu Shalom. It came Ma'ariv in yeshiva. By Ma'ariv, he said to a Rebbe who was there, he said, I'm in the middle of talking to Hashem. I'm pushing in the middle of a conversation with God. I'm handling it. We're hashing things out. Do I have to daven Ma'ariv? Am I supposed to stop for Ma'ariv? Should I stop now? No, keep doing. You'll daven a difference, man. What happened to this young man? It's years later, he's big from, it was a changing, turning point in his life, that Yom Kippur. What happened to him? You'd say like the Chazan, we have good Chazanim. He came during the private Shemoneh Esrei. He didn't hear a song. What happened to him? Yom Kippur happened to him. Lifnei Hashem, Yom Kippur happened. A Yid is real, Shabbos is real, Hashem's love of us is real, and sing a nice song. What happened is Yom Kippur, Lifnei Hashem, that's what happened, of course. A Yid could meet Hashem in Yom Kippur. A Yid, he plugged in, he met Hashem, he spoke, and they work things out very powerfully. Yom Kippur happened, that's what happened. So I wanted to remind us all in our being good and create, make the most beautiful homes. Our homes are stunning and design it. We just got a new table this Shabbos. Just got a new table this Shabbos. It fits more people at our table. Fits more people. We were mamish this. There were more guests. Every seat was taken at a bigger design it and build it. Create. Make nice tables for Shabbos Kodesh. Design nice things for Shabbos. And even sing nice songs. That's all great. But always remember we're plugging into something that's true, that's real, that's authentic. Beyond what we create, we're plugging in. It's there. The love of a Yid, the preciousness, the Kedusha, the holiness. We have constructs. We have man-made constructs we build. But there are things that are. That's what it is. I just spoke to a guy who was trying to like be makar of me a little bit. He was trying to tell me about his Bible studies. So I wanted a guy to know what we have as Yidden. I want my kids and the guys in yeshiva know this. If they say, if you say it one more time, I want the guy who's trying to be makar of me. So I said, he was telling me about his Bible study class. I asked him, did you ever read the Torah? Did you ever read? So I said, what's the difference? He said, no, I do the translation. I said, what's the difference in the translation and the Torah? So I asked him, what's Lashon Kodesh? Of course, this is not a hand. It's called a hand. It's called a hand. It's not a hand. Nothing about this. It's an H-A-N-D. We call it a hand. It's nice to talk. So when we say hand, we picture this. It's not called a yad. It is a yad. It's a yodalud. That's what it is. If a guy's a dad, he's not a dad. He's called a dad. What do you know about somebody who's a dad? That he has a child. He is an Aleph Beis. He's an Aleph who became a Beis. He's an Av. It's not called an Av. He is an Av. This is a Yad. This is. They're cool things to study. I like basketball. So anybody like, I gave this pinky to basketball. If you can see it. It's at a funny angle. When I hurt this pinky, I taped it up to the next one, and I probably continued that. I went to the hospital, but the next game for sure I played. You just tape it up, any one of these four, if somebody hurts, chas v'shalom, you tape it to the next. The thumb's a different kind of guy. If somebody hurts their thumb, they're on the disabled list. So of course, it's yad, it's the dalet and the little yud. It's yad, it's not called the yad. It is a yad, that's what the hand is. There are 14 knuckles in the hand, of course. It's a yad, it's not called that. Lashon Kodesh is the thing, is reality itself. English is a way of referring, it's a distance. We say hands, so we both can picture this thing. If you read the Megillah in English, you're yaitza, but if you don't understand English, you're not yaitza, because you said gibberish. If you say yad, and you don't know what you said, you still said this, because it's a yad, it's not called a yad, it is a yad. So I was telling the guy, you're trying to be Makar. I don't think you know. When you learn Lashon Kodesh, then come back and we'll handle together. If you want to learn it, you're talking about things that are called. I'm talking about things that are, the thing itself. We have man-made constructs. We have different types of Yidden we call. He's Litvish, Chassidish. Those are man-made constructs, very important and nice. But a Yid, that's made by Hashem. Am Nivra, Tahalka. A Yid is a Metzius, is a fact. Habaycher ba'amo Yisrael, I'm a Yid. A Yid's a Metzius. One of the hostages, I heard him say it, that he's sitting in Gaza. He said, I never said Shema in my life. And sitting in Gaza, I chapped, Yesh mashmo'ot liot Yehudi. It means something to be a Yid. Ich bin a Yid. He didn't know what to do with it. He was like a Yid. He ended up making Mizainis, this beautiful Yid. He heard on, he was watching television, he heard a mizonot, every drink, everything he put in his mouth, he made a bracha. I heard him say that a Hamas guy said to him, he said, atalodati, You meshugana. You Russia. You meshugana. You're our Rebbe. You taught us ani Yehudi. You tell me what brand? Tolo dati. Dati, what are you talking about? Ani Yehudi. Yehudim, thank you. Yehudi's a mitzeus. A yid's a mitzeus. Remembering that the mitzeus of a Yehudi, remembering on all our kids that truth, this is a yid who Hashem's into. This is a yid who has a big R. That's not a cute thing and like a chap, like a good warm way of kirov, a warm way of chenach, as opposed to a cold way of chenach. It's just the truth. There's a truth. This is a Yehudi who Hashem's very into. This is a Yehudi with a massive neshama, with a big R. That's a truth. That's facts. Then we can handle man-made constructs. Is he this? Is he that? What's her tie? Those are man-made interesting, geshmaka stuff. But there's the Lashon Kodesh, there's the mitzeus, the thing itself. A yad, a Yehudi. A yad and a shama. Those are truths. Remembering we have all the truths with us, with our own children, with our own, and we can, from that space, we can bring tremendous light from that space. A yid does a mitzvah, is a big thing. It's not, in yeshiva, there are three stages in yeshiva. There's a 10th grade that we picture, it's Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, there's a way to view 10th grade. 11th grade by me is I want to value a maisa mitzvah, not in context of what somebody's becoming. Sometimes our daughter does, oh, she's getting there. Sometimes a son does a certain thing. Like he learned one day, Tamshich, keep going. No. 11th grade is he learned for 10 minutes. That changes the world. We all need 11th grade. It's not in context. Right now, we'll learn, I'm going to say a Maimer Chazal, we should say a Chazal. We learn a Pasuk. It's not in context of, oh, I'm getting better. We're born for a Maisa Mitzvah. Somebody lights the Ner Hanukkah. It's crazy. It's wild to watch a yid light the Ner Hanukkah. That we're born for such a maisa. We're born for such a reality. For a yid doing a mitzvah. Hashem loves our mitzvahs. Hashem wants us and wants us serving Him. That's a reality and a truth. So that was the second idea that I wanted to study this night. I think in creating and making and doing in chinuch, which is so precious, and we should all be zeichet to build tremendous things, to know the truths that we're plugging into beyond what we're building, in sync with what we're building, that allows us to build what we're building. That was the second point that I wanted to make on this night of chinuch. That will end, and I'll say it fast. It's something that I feel strong. I want to close with this, and I'll be brief because it is late. Probably close with a song, no, Danny? That's probably. But I want to share the final thing very briefly. Is a Gemara in Gittin. Isi ben Yehuda said about Reb Yehuda that he's smart when he wants to be. He's chacham l'kshiyartzei, smart when he wants to be. So that sounds like a backhanded praise. Smart when he wants, as he usually wants. He said he was listing the praises of his students. He said in Reb Yehuda, he's smart when he wants to be. Does he usually want to be smart? The Maritz Chiyos says Pshat that he was saying he has good midas. When a person's bekas, we can't access our wisdom. Kas becheik silim yanoach. When a person's bekas and anger, you can't access your wisdom. I want to say, as many people in this room are styles of chinuch, I don't get so riled up by styles of chinuch. They're all different styles. Each of us have a unique way of relating to our children. And for each child is a unique way. Children bring beautiful things out of parents. They expand us, they make us smarter, because Hashem gave me this child. And each parent has beautiful chachma. The wisdom in a parent, I am nishtoimim, I'm amazed by parents. I spoke briefly of the Eisners. I could be meirich what I saw, how it looks. Parents are remarkable. There's goyness, there's beauty, it's crazy, a parent being mechanech their child. And there are many styles and many ways. My sister, who were like twins, we grew up, mamish sazam, and she's a disciplinarian. She's never late to anything like my tata. She has her style. It's beautiful, her style. I don't get riled up. As many people in this room are styles of chinuch. What I get riled up is be mechanech from a place of good midas. We all can access much wisdom in raising our children. You can't even ask every... There's so many nuances. This kid with his siblings. Go ask the Shaila. Go explain. A parent has a chachma for this child, for this situation, endowed by Hashem to raise this child. What riles me up is come with good midas. We know when we're insecure. We know when we're from a place of kas. And when a person's in a place of bad midas, we cannot access our chachma. Our chachma's lost us. The Maritz Chiyu says that Isi ben Yehuda was saying about Yehuda, he's smart when he wants to be, means he had midas tovus. So it means his wisdom was always accessible. And I say to everybody here, trust yourself. I have seen the worst mistakes in parenting by parents that didn't trust themselves. What do you mean? Somebody told me. What do you mean? They said, he said, the therapist said. Oh, please trust yourself. Please. Please, Tata and Mama. There's one father, a mother. Hashem gives such an ava. Tata, you don't let anybody. I sat there. A kid said to his parent, I don't get. Why'd you do? The kid was crying. The parent was crying. The parent said, I knew that, but a professional told me. Parents should trust. It doesn't say not to speak to a professional, not to speak to a rabbi. It's always good to hear things and then do what you feel, what the truth that exists inside you. There's tremendous wisdom in parents. I say one thing from good midas. Call yourself out if there's kas. Call yourself out if there's insecurity from a place of good midas. We know when we're in a place of good midas. And there has to be an honesty. If it's just kas, then we can't access the chachma. We have a chachma for our children. Hashem gives us a chachma in giving us this child. And each child gives a new chachma and expands a parent in having this child and being the one who cares about this child from a place of good midas. In yeshiva, the main atzlach in yeshiva I see is parents. The yeshiva gets way too much credit. God becomes a big bentire. It's kimat always the parents. The ikkar is the parents. I watch parents adjust and understand and give and grow and change. The main hatzlach in yeshiva, then the yeshiva gets such covered. Wow, the parents thank. The ikkar is the parents. The ikkar is the parents. But it has to be good midas. We have to call ourselves out. There has to be an honesty. Here is back to the Musar days, Chevra. We have to call ourselves out. If it's just kas, we can't be mechanic from there. If it's our own insecurity, if it's our own, so then we have to be in a place of godless. Now, what to do when we're in katnus? That's a big problem. I'm in katnus. It's not a time for chinuch, just be a referee. They're fighting, I'm mamish in katnus. It's not a time of chinuch, I become a ref then. I'm not a time for chinuch. Chinuch, I need to be in godless. I need to be moich in the godless. I need to access chachma. There are times in our life when we can't access the chach. What do you do then? Don't be a mechanech. Just be a referee. Just protect. Go into protect. Oh, he's beating up. Protect. And then chenach, when you can access your wisdom. Accessing our wisdom needs midas tovus. It needs a person is beishuv. A person is ragu. A person is plugged into the truths. Hashem loves us. People have a lot of guilt. They have guilt on old mistakes. Every human being, raise our children, I've made mistakes. My kids need me to be moich in the gadlus, not to be in regret. Even my mistakes and your mistakes was hashkacha too. A guilty parent is doing harm to the children, feeling like they have to remove, feeling they've messed up. Chas v'shalom, you're the tata and mama. You'll always be tata and mama. Be present in a state of good midas, a state of self-forgiving. We've made mistakes, but we're human beings. This is my child, I love him. I want to be present for him. I want to be present for her. Access good. Get into a state of midas tovus. A state of feeling our own beauty, our own specialness, our own neshama. A state of seeing goodness in the other, and you'll have chachma, strict, lenient, tough, soft. Go for it, the gishmak. I'm not riled up. They're different types. They're different ways. They're different times. They're different abilities. People really have it inside. Shitas in chinuch. Shitas, we're here. We're here. We're present. Shitas are funny in chinuch. Presentness is the truth. You being there. My main shita in chinuch is show up to your children. Show up. Be present. Be present. Let's connect. Let's relate. Let's be close. Let's talk. Let's figure out. Shaktas are not so many. Access the Chacham of Hashem with Midas Tovus. In a state of gadlus, in a state of midas. Chacham l'kshiyirtzeh, he's smart when he wants to be at midas tovus. So then we have to work on our midas to be in a state. And when we're in a state of kas this, that, we can't be a mechanech. Then we don't have the chachma right now. We don't have the chachma right now. So okay, so there's all different tactics to delay. We certainly can't, and if sometimes we're pressed, then we could be a referee, not a mechanech. We'll be a mechanech, Be'ez Hashem, we'll get back to our moich and the gadlus, to a place that we can tap into emes, and then we'll have meyerdik a chachma. We'll have a tremendous intelligence that we could plug into, that we'll be able to mamish access for our children. So the bracha to us all. All of us are here to study Torah, are here because we want to raise precious mishpachas. All of us should be zeich, should be gifted by Hashem to see tremendous, tremendous Yiddish nachas, to see tremendous nachas from our children, to be zeich to the beautiful light of a parent being noig chesed to a child that illuminates the world from one end, the chesed of a parent. We should be zeich to a ribuy, to healthy, beautiful children, and a ribuy of this are of a parent being goymel chesed to their child, the tremendous kindness, the husband and wife that are goymel chesed to each other. We should plug into that are. We should be zeich to have tremendous yiddish nachas from our children. Remember that yidden, a yid moves to Hashem. That's like a yid goes, they have neshamas. Sometimes even a parent's best job is not to be so nervous about their children. A mother, a father, but I'm so nervous. Okay, so you have what to work on. Stop being so nervous. See their soul better. No, but I'm so nervous. Our kids know we're nervous. Why don't we see the neshama? We're like, it should be a shocker. A person doesn't come around. Of course a person. Now they're struggling, a yid comes. Who but the parent to be confident, to not be nervous? We know the neshamas, we're the least nervous from our children. We care the most, but maybe we could plug in to be less nervous. That would be a good avodah. That would be a beautiful, that's also be part of Musar. To work on being less nervous. But I'm so nervous about him, or, and it comes from a good place. I'm nervous, so reframe it. What I'm really saying is I want so badly for them to be big. It's so lucky they have a neshama. Shoot. It's lucky Hashem didn't miss putting a neshama in this one. Children go big. People become big, have more. See the truth of things. I feel like we're busy, our creation. We forget that the truth is a neshama. Neshama moves to Hashem. It's hard. I try to work. Somebody brings a child to yeshiva and express the nerves. I want to try to be nervous also, a little bit maybe. Not too nervous. I say to parents, work on not being nervous. Work on, again... It's normal because we have big wants. The wants for bigness for our children is beautiful. But the nervous, they might feel that we're nervous. What does that say to somebody? To try to plug into the space that we're not nervous, that we're very confident. Neshama smooth to Hashem. Neshama smooth. A person doesn't mess up Shabbos. It's not Shabbos is Shabbos. Nobody Agam Berger had Shabbos in Gaza. Nobody, Hamas couldn't touch Shabbos Kodesh. They can't touch a Yid's Kesher Tashem. It's not touchable. So the Rabbanu Shalom should be mezak us all to have tremendous confidence and to see tremendous, tremendous Yiddish Anachas from our children, the children of Am Yisrael. We should see in us being into family, it should be Pashat, a tremendous, the prayer in this room of we love our children and we care and we want, that prayer should resonate in this space, Medrash, in this space, Knesset, a prayer to Hashem, we're your children, Hashem. And a parent loves his child. A parent's confident in his child. A parent sees tremendous goodness, and the Rabbeinu Shalom should see in his precious, precious children to see tremendous goodness. I felt such a gathering, it would be bizarre not to pray. A little we learned, we studied, but not to pray would be too weird. I don't want to be weird. So if we could pray Hashia Samecha for our entirety of our people. Hashia Samecha. Uvarech et nachlasecha Yoreim, oreim, oreim, oreim benas Rei benas eimad avoy lomo Yoyoy, shiyo esamecha Uvarech et nachlasecha Yoyoy, oreim, 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 oreim benas Oreim benas eimad avoy lomo Let's go. Have an excellent night. Thank you to all for coming. Thank you.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.